Welcome in. In this Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to do a super classic jungle and old school DNB move, a switch up that makes the track feel like it just leveled up, without losing that floor shaking weight. The big idea is simple. Don't switch the sub. The sub is your foundation. The switch happens in the mids, where the character lives. That's how you get excitement on small speakers, while the club system still feels solid and consistent. By the end, you'll have a bass group with two layers, a clean mono sub that stays stable, and a mid or reese layer that you can flip from A to B. Then we'll add a quick pre-switch effects moment, so the listener feels the change coming and the switch actually lands. Alright, let's set the vibe. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I'm going to say 170, because it's a sweet spot for old-school jungle energy without feeling rushed. Drop in a breakbeat. Amen, think. Whatever you've got. Get a basic two-step or rolling pattern happening. Before we even touch bass, do a quick drum bus so the groove is already speaking. On the break, add drum bus. Put drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Boom around 20 to 35 and tune it by ear. Transients, plus 10 to plus 30. You want punch, not destruction. The bass switch is going to feel 10 times bigger if the drums already make you nod. Now let's build the proper low-end foundation. Split sub and mids. Create two MIDI tracks. Name one bass SUB and the other bass MID. Select both. Then group them. Name the group bass bus. First, the sub track. This one should be boring in the best way possible. Solid, clean, predictable, and mono. On bass sub, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. For the amp envelope, keep the attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain can be all the way down if you want short notes, or set it around minus 6 to minus 12 dB if you want held notes. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't click off. After operator, add auto filter. Put it in low pass mode. Set cutoff around 120 to 180 Hz. Resonance low, like 0 to 0.5. This is your sub only fence. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on, or just set width to 0%. Now adjust gain so it's strong but you're not clipping anything. If you do nothing else in this whole lesson, do this part right. Mono sub. Clean. Controlled. Now the mid layer. This is where the switch up lives. On bass mid, load wave eatable. Use a saw wave on oscillator 1. Use a saw or square on oscillator 2, and detune it slightly. Detune around 10 to 25 is plenty. For unison, keep it conservative. 2 to 4 voices. Too wide and you'll lose power in mono. Now, the most important part of this mid layer, high pass it so it never fights your sub. Add auto filter and set it to high pass. Put the cutoff around 120 to 200 Hz. This is your crossover zone. Coach note here, pick a crossover point and stick to it. A lot of beginners feel like their low end is hollow or weirdly boomy, because the sub and the mid are not agreeing on where they hand off. If your sub is low passed at 150, try your mid-high pass around that same 150-ish area. Keep it consistent. After that, add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then add chorus ensemble for that old-school movement. Chorus mode, amount around 10 to 25%. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Mix around 15 to 30%. Then add utility and set width somewhere like 80 to 140%. Controlled width. Not super wide at all costs. Now we write one bass line and feed both layers. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip on the sub, then copy it to the mid. Keep it classic. Long note on beat 1. Then some syncopated stabs that lean into the space before the snare. And as a vibe starting point, notes around F, G, and G sharp are very jungle friendly, but any key works. One quick trick. Let the sub be slightly longer than the mid. The sub can sustain and carry the room. The mid can be choppier and rhythmic so it talks over the breaks. Now we build the switch up, A and B states, without messing up the low end. We're going to switch the mid character, while the sub stays consistent. Beginner-friendly method first, because it works every time. Duplicate your bass MID track. Rename the first one bass MID a clean and the duplicate bass MID B nasty. On A, keep it lighter. Maybe less saturation, less chorus mix. The point is it's the normal version. On B, we make it heavier. After the saturator, add roar. Pick a style like tube or distort. Drive somewhere around 10 to 25%. Darken the tone a little, so it doesn't turn into fizzy top end. And keep the mix controlled, like 30 to 60%. Roar is powerful, and it's very easy to overcook it. Then add an auto filter after roar, set to low pass, and we'll use that for movement. Cutoff could range anywhere from 250 up to 2000 HC depending on how aggressive you want it. Add a bit of resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2. The goal is motion and attitude. Now arrangement. Let MID play for the first 16 bars, then switch to MIDB at bar 17. Keep the MIDI the same so the groove feels familiar. Only the character changes. That's the magic. Before we get hyped and call it done, we need to make the switch feel intentional. That means transition FX. We'll make a return track called Bass Swell. On that return, add auto filter first. Set it to high pass. We'll sweep the cutoff up, like from 200 to around 1500 HC. Add resonance around 0.8. Then add hybrid reverb. Choose plate or hall. Decay 1.5 to 3 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 400 HC. Keep the wet around 20 to 35%. Notice what we're doing. We're making a swell that lives above the sub, so it doesn't turn your low end into soup. Then add echo. Time set to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 40%. High pass the echo around 200 HC so the repeats don't fill your low mids. Now, only send the MID to this return. Do not send the SUB. If you only remember one FX rule for bass, reverb and echo on sub is mud. Keep those effects on the mid and above. Here's the classic jungle move. In the last bar before the switch, automate a little setup. Two easy options. Option 1 is the tiny air gap. Mute the sub for a super short moment, like an eighth note or a quarter note, right before the switch hits. Tiny gap, massive perceived impact. But keep it tasteful. Bass, not the meal. Option 2 is a quick low-pass sweep on the whole bass bus. On the bass bus group, add auto filter in low-pass mode. Automate the cutoff down late in bar 16, like around beat 3, down to maybe 300 to 600 HC, then open it back up right on bar 17 beat 1. That little close then open makes the switch land like a statement. And while you're there, automate the MID send to bass swell just for the last two beats before the switch. Think spotlight, not wash. A little send move on one note can sound more pro than drowning the whole line in reverb. Now let's keep it floor shaking and club safe with basic low end management. On the bass bus group, put EQ8 first. If you want an easy win, put it in mid/side mode and roll off the sides below around 120 HC. That keeps stereo energy out of the sub region. Clubs love that. Then add glue compressor gently. Attack around 10 ms, release on auto, ratio 2:1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, max. Just glue, not flatten. Then add a limiter as a safety net, catching peaks only. If the limiter is working hard, that's a sign your bass processing is too hot upstream. Optional. Sidechain the bass bus a little to the kick. Add compressor on the bass bus. Turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as input. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Jungle doesn't have to pump like house. This is just giving the kick a tiny pocket. Now, quick coach checks that save beginners from frustration. First, level match your A and B mid states. Louder always sounds better, even if it's worse. Turn down the nasty chain so it feels different, not just louder. A good habit is to keep the bass bus peak level basically the same when you switch. Texture change, not volume jump. Second, do a fast phase check. Solo SUB and MID together. Put utility on the MID, and try toggling phase invert left and right. Pick the setting that makes the low end feel stronger, not thinner. It's not perfect science, but it can prevent accidental cancellations. Third, mono test. Temporarily put utility on the master and set width to 0%. Now listen to the switch. If the switch disappears in mono, it means your MID change was mostly stereo effects, not actual tone and harmonics. Fix that by adding harmonic content, saturation, or a gentle EQ bump somewhere around 700 HC to 1.5 KHC on MIDB so it speaks on laptops. And while we're in speaks on laptops mode, here's a little sound design nudge. If MIDB still doesn't feel obvious on small speakers, put a saturator before roar, moderate drive, color slightly up, soft clip on. Then an EQ8 after, with a gentle wide boost in that 700 to 1.5K zone. You're basically building readable harmonics above the sub fundamental. Alright, common mistakes to avoid, because they'll absolutely ruin the effect. Don't switch the sub sound. If you do, the drop loses weight and the dance floor feels like it fell through the floor. In a bad way, don't make your sub stereo. Anything under about 120 HC should be centered. Wide sub equals weak club translation. Don't distort the sub hard. You'll get flabby low end and eat your headroom. Don't forget to high pass the MAD. If the MID and SUB overlap too much, they fight, and the mix collapses. And don't drown the bass in reverb. If you want space, send the MID for little accents, not the whole time. Now let's wrap this into a quick 15-minute practice structure. Build the SUB and MID setup. Make a 32-bar loop. Bars 1 to 16, mid A. Bars 17 to 32, mid B. Add a 1-bar pre-switch build. Automate the bass bus low pass down then open. And automate a short send to bass swell in the last two beats. Then export and test in three ways. Headphones, laptop speakers, and mono. The goal is that on laptop speakers you still hear the switch as a tone change, and on a system, the sub stays stable and heavy the whole time. Recap, so you can remember the mindset. You built a proper DNB low end by splitting the job. SUB is mono, clean, consistent weight. MID is character, movement, and the part that changes. You created the switch up by changing MID state to B while keeping the SUB consistent. You added transition FX to make it feel like a moment. A quick filter move. A controlled swell. Maybe a tiny sub gap for impact. And you kept it club safe with high pass on mids, mono sub, and gentle bus control. If you want to take it further, try a fake drop for 1 bar. Remove the MID entirely so it's just SUB and breaks. Then bring in MIDB on the next downbeat. It's a classic tension trick and it's super DJ friendly. When you're ready, tell me your tempo, what break you're using, and whether you want Amen Roller, Ragga Jungle, or Dark 94 style, and I can suggest a tight 2-bar bass MIDI pattern that locks to your drum groove.